USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. With millions more travelers jamming airports across the country, the nation's transportation boss says he's optimistic. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He said officials are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system's now able to handle issues caused by that. Buttigieg praised airlines, though, for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Prices at the gas pump are holding steady as the holiday weekend gets underway.
A lot of rest stops, a lot of energy drinks, of course, a lot of protein bars.
AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57 today. That's up 3 cents from a week ago, but over a dollar cheaper than a year ago. Wall Street closing sharply higher Friday on hopes for a deal to raise the debt ceiling, although some Republicans took time Friday to push back on that. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there are still some key disagreements to iron out. Specifically, McCarthy is leaning into the issue of welfare work requirements.
The work requirements passed with 82% of the vote. Whatever passes with that higher mark. So I don't understand why Democrats here have a different opinion than Americans across the country, Republicans and Democrats.
Most experts say a deal must be struck within a week. Getting any deal through Congress to raise the debt limit in time could still yet be a major challenge. Of course, any last-minute deal in Congress may not get any full readings before the final votes are cast. Consumer sentiment slid this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for May fell 7%. From last month. And another member of the far right-wing group, the Oath Keepers, Jessica Watkins, was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison Friday for her role in the January 6th Capitol riot. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the impeachment proceedings against him are illegal and unjust.
Every politician who supports this deceitful impeachment attempt will inflict lasting damage on the credibility of the Texas House, which I served in.
He made the comments Friday during a press conference that ended without taking questions. A Republican-led state House committee filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton on Thursday, following testimony from investigators alleging criminal acts during his time in office. Americans believe the average family needs a minimum of $85,000 a year to get by.
A new Gallup poll shows a 46% uptick for the average income Americans think a family of four needs to get by compared to 2013. That figure was only $58,000 annually. Gallup adds in the results that a dramatic rise is a sign of economic pressure from high inflation over the last year and continuing on. I'm Dave Collins.
There was a little panic at the White House during a ceremony to honor the national champion LSU women's basketball team. A player passed out while standing on the risers.
Like I said, this is not the first time it's happened. Not to her, but to a lot of folks standing up on this stage.
President Biden went on to praise the team for winning the title, saying they've been an inspiration to girls across the country. He joked that the women's Final Four was a bigger draw than the NBA playoffs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jared Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.